Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:37, and that is Irish summertime. Well, this has been quite an interesting day here. I suppose another interesting day is what I should say. And it is a day in which we've seen a number of additional markets move to new highs. I think I suppose the main one in Europe particularly was Italy, that was up over 1%, and that is right on those February highs. But starting in Asia, the Nikkei had quite a good day yesterday, but it was down a little bit in here today, down 79 points. That is starting to look much firmer. I have been tempted to add to my position, but that would raise my average buy price to, I think, for me, an unacceptable level. So I'm going to hold tough a while, and I have raised a stop there because I don't want this position falling into or turning into a loss if we see any kind of pullback. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's a very good chance we're going to see Japan start to appreciate from here, and the banks are starting to look quite a bit better in here. The Hang Seng was up 138 points, which is 0.68 of 1%, and Hong Kong is generally starting to look better, but of the major markets, Australia really was the absolute leader, and really rather an impressive move in here today, up 1.25%, 75.9 points, up over 6,000 and sustaining that move. And it would really need to fall below 6,000 and sustain a move below maybe 5,900, which would break the progression of rising lows to really take the wind out of the sails of this move in Australia. And you are starting to also see that the Australian dollar is getting quite a bit stronger in common with a lot of the other resources markets. And for foreign investors, the strong currency and the strong stock market are really, I think, a golden pair. But looking at some of the other stock markets across the region, India had an excellent day yesterday. I gave an interview with Reuters India yesterday morning. And the main question that they were asking me was in regard to the Indian rupee, because that is also strengthening. We're seeing across a whole range of currencies, we're starting to see dollar weakness creeping in here. You're not seeing it particularly in the big reserve currencies, but you're definitely seeing it in the resources currencies and in some of the other Asian currencies. The Indian rupee has broken out of quite a large trading range, and that is starting to worry people in India about consolidated earnings. But the fact of the matter is that if the Indian rupee strengthens to an unacceptable level, then the central bank will act, because it's not in India's interest to have a very strong currency. It's in nobody's interest in the competitive age of globalization to have a strong currency. So they'll cut interest rates, and that can't be bad for the stock market. In the meantime, it does look like the Sensex has found support above 12,000, and with yesterday's upper dynamic and holding on to that gain today, I think there's a good chance we've seen the bottom for the reaction in India. The Indian banks, which had peaked earlier than the actual index, are now starting to look a bit stronger in here as well, so that is a point of comfort. Some of the other Asian markets: Indonesia looking very strong, Malaysia made a new high, Singapore also looking really quite good. But I think the real bullish story here is for the resources-led markets. So that's going to be Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and South Africa is also looking very strong, although that doesn't have the currency in its favor. So not to any great extent, not in the same kind of trending way that we're seeing, for example, in the Australian dollar or indeed the Canadian dollar. So that's certainly a point to keep in mind. Across Europe, you are seeing an increasing number of the markets starting to move to new highs. The DAX is up there. Spain was quite strong today. The FTSE was up 20 points today, 0.32 of 1%. Also starting to look, or really not starting, but looking really quite firm. And you can say the same for pretty much all of the European markets. There aren't any that are really looking weak. The US markets are quite steady here today, relatively unchanged. In fact, the Dow Jones is up 0.8 of 1%, or sorry, 0.8 of 1 point, so unchanged on the day. S&P 500 up 2.5 points, and the Nasdaq up 4 points. So not a whole pile to say there, but they are holding on to the gains that they've had over the last couple of weeks. We don't expect the US or Wall Street to lead global stock markets, but as we've often talked about in the past, as the Wall Street leash effect, as long as the US is steady to rising, that leaves the reins out to all the other markets around the world, and those with a really strong fundamental story are those where investor are really attracting investor interests will progress on the upside. I'm relatively sanguine about markets in here right now. I think risks are not nearly as high as they were towards the end of February, particularly because we've just had quite a large correction. Or I wouldn't say correction, but reaction, I should say, excuse me. Now, moving on to the commodities, the industrial metals have really been quite strong in here. Copper in particular was really strong yesterday. It was up over $12, I think, and it's up 2 in here today. Now that's well off the highs. It's not, it's excuse me, it's not having the same kind of very bullish day in here today, but it is looking very strong, and it would need a downward dynamic at this point to check the advance. And there's a good chance, I think, that we're going to see tests of the highs around 400. But time will tell, and certainly with the charts will guide us. But aluminium is another one that we haven't spoken about very much, but aluminium is also starting to look really quite good, starting to break out of the consolidation that it's been in for the last 6 months. And in relative terms, it's still quite cheap. And by that, I mean it's relative to the peak that we saw back in May last year. Nickel was open today at 50,000. It hit a high of 50,150. It's down 1,000 right now. It's at 48,400. So that doesn't, that's, I'm reading that directly off the street. That doesn't make an awful lot of sense. That's down 1,600 points if we take it from the open. But nickel, it's at a very high level in here. When you look at the chart, it's sort of nosebleed inducing, but it hasn't done anything technically wrong yet to tell us that we've seen a peak of anything more than short-term importance. But generally, industrial metals looking really quite firm. Looking at the precious metals, gold up in here today, $6.6, 677. Looks like we're going to see a test of those highs that we saw earlier in the year. And I think they would need one of those bungee jumps to take the wind out of it in the short term, but I'm not at all sure that we're going to see that. I think that precious metals are looking very much in form in here. Silver also up 14 points in here today. It's at 1395. I think people may be looking at that 1400, sorry, the $14 level. But I don't think that that's going to be anything other than short-term resistance, if it's resistance at all. It may only be held up there for a couple of days. One of the reasons that the precious metals have been quite strong in here today is because of the dollar. The dollar has been weak, and the reason du jour for that right now is because of the sanctions that they've imposed against, or the US has imposed against China, and people are afraid that that is going to spread. Well, not so much spread, but that it's going to have an effect on the economy. But I don't think that that is really too much to be worried about, but there are plenty of other things to cause the US dollar to be weak. Against the euro, it's at 134.27 right now, so that's up 27 points on the euro. And against the pound, it has been as high as 197.51, but it's at 197.17 right now. That's the pound up 91 points. Against the Aussie dollar and the Canadian dollar, it's also quite weak. The Singapore dollar is another one that is worth taking a look at because it bucked the trend yesterday. The Singapore dollar weakened yesterday against the dollar, and I think the only reason that comes to mind there is that probably you've got the Singaporean central bank acting against its own currency to try and slow down the pace at which it's appreciating. When you look at the trend over the last couple of months, it has been characterized by these little upward dynamics, which have rare, which have not been, it hasn't been able to maintain those upward dynamics, and day after it holds stuff and then it starts to go back into the downtrend. That's the dollar moving in the downtrend against the Singapore dollar. But that's probably a chart worth having a look at, and we look at that over the long term. There's still room for that to appreciate quite a lot to get back towards those 1997 levels. Looking at oil, oil is at up 31 points. It's 61.85. That was really quite a strong downward move there yesterday. But it would need to put a couple of those in consecutive days to really take the wind out of the sails of the energy complex in here. It is looking resurgent, and wasn't able to follow through on that downward move yesterday. Soft commodities, corn up a little bit in here today, 5.5 points. Soybean down a bit, 6.5 points. Wheat, last time I looked at it, was up over 12. And I'm just pulling that chart up now. It's up 12 in here today. Had a very impressive day yesterday. Hit a high up over 480, but wasn't able to hold it and close down on the day. So it has been really quite resurgent. It's moved back up into that range that we saw between sort of November and towards the end of March. And provided it holds above 460, I think we can probably call that a downside failure. So we are starting to see steadiness in these soft commodities, at least in the grains, which has been absent over the last couple of days following that USDA report last week. But I think that probably the reaction to that report was overdone, and I think there's a good chance that we could see the soft commodities starting to move upwards once more. Feeder cattle had been really quite strong yesterday and down a little bit in here today. It's in a relatively well-defined uptrend, and that had done rather well over the last 3 or 4 days, given the weakness in the grains. But I think it's really only a matter of time before feeder cattle prices start to move upwards in line with the grains, as farmers will have no choice but to pass through their rising costs. I don't know if that's going to happen this season or next, but I think it's probably inevitable. But that's pretty much it for me. Actually, I haven't talked about bonds at all. There's been quite an interesting development in the Eurobonds. The Eurobonds have broken to a new low, and I think that's really rather important. That points towards higher interest rates in the Eurozone, certainly, with some rather good economic figures coming out of, excuse me, coming out of Germany and France. But that is going to be a headwind for stock markets at some point. Not right now, obviously, but as we see interest rates rising, or we saw see yields rising in the Eurozone, that's going to have a drag, or it's going to be a headwind on the European stock markets. I think there's a very good chance we could see the same type of action in the gilt markets, which would have ramifications for the FTSE over the medium to longer term. So definitely something to keep an eye on if you're not trading it. But that's pretty much it for me, and thank you very much for your time, and I hope you have a very good evening.